first let me bring you up to date on the news coming out of Wisconsin. Early this morning, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bill that will strip most public workers of their collective bargaining rights if it makes it through the Senate. It is the first significant action on the new Republican governor's plan. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are still hiding out in Illinois in an effort to stall a vote in their chamber. Police officers were sent to the homes of the absent senators, just basically to make the point that it's time for them to come home. And as the standoff continues between the two sides, the state itself, the people who live in Wisconsin, are become more politically divided as well. We have two very unique perspectives on the situation this morning, both ironically from the same publication. Bill Leaders is news editor for Madison's alternative weekly Isthmus, and the Isthmus conservative blogger David Blaskus joins us as well from Madison. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, let me start with you, David. I'm wondering what your take is on the way that what is basically a Wisconsin issue over the Wisconsin budget and Wisconsin labor has become a rallying cry for people on both sides of the debate from all over the country. Everyone is talking about Wisconsin, rightly or wrongly.
Well, our politics really hasn't been the same since the rise of the Tea Parties about 2 years ago. And we saw that here very early on, the Massachusetts, the Ted Kennedy seat switched to the Republican. People are saying that could never happen to Russ Feingold. But, I saw some of the Tea Party and some of the listening sessions that Russ Feingold had, and I said, this guy's in trouble. The ground has shifted under a lot of people here, and Wisconsin is, went from one of the bluest of blue states to one of the reddest states in the nation with the election of Governor Walker.
So, I mean, you sound pleased about the national status that Wisconsin is taking right now.
Well, I am because, it's really a who shall rule kind of question here in Wisconsin. This Tahrir Square thing, which almost was simultaneous in Cairo, there they wanted democracy. Here we have, I think, a lot of people, and in some cases of 50,000 to 60,000 demonstrators trying to prevent and undo the results of our election on November 7th.
That's really insulting, David, for you to try to frame it in those terms, the undoing of democracy. People are trying to resist the taking away of their right to collectively bargain. They're trying to send a message back to the governor for taking unilateral concessions without even making the pretense of negotiating with them or their unions. This is
Barack Obama did that. Barack Obama did that. He unilaterally said, you're not going to get a raise this year. The federal employees
have
nowhere near the discussion
since he promised so strongly as a candidate that if anything like this happened on his watch as president, he would be right there with the protesters walking with them.
All right, well, hold on 1 second, gentlemen. Bill Leaders, let me go a little further into your position. The protesters themselves, the governor himself says that this is a budget issue and it's not about an attack on unions.
Absolutely untrue. It's demonstrably untrue. This does not need to happen for the state of Wisconsin to balance its budget. This is about breaking the power of unions to strip them of their bargain, of their ability, to collectively bargain, quite clearly for the purpose of undermining their ability to function in the political arena. I think the governor, Governor Walker, made that quite clear in the conversation with a blogger posing as a billionaire campaign contributor that is his goal. He sees himself at the center of a national Republican movement to strip public employee unions of their ability to function and to be players in the political arena.
That's Bill Leaders, news editor for Madison's alternative weekly Isthmus, and we also have Isthmus conservative blogger David Blaska. David, let me ask you, there is a lot of suspicion going around because there are so many simultaneous efforts in a number of different states to make chip away at the powers of unions. There's a suspicion that this is indeed a conservative task, a mission, to take advantage of majorities in certain state houses to, again, diminish the power of public sector unions. Do you think that's true?
Sure. Yeah, it works for me. Look, and I think it's long overdue. Everyone from Franklin Delano Roosevelt to our socialist mayor of Milwaukee back in the day, Frank Zeidler, who was mayor until 1960, said it doesn't work to have public employee unions because what kind of malefactor of great wealth are they going to strike against or are they going to agitate against? The people who vote? And what we've got now is nobody can match, and I'm a former public worker, a government worker. No one can match their pay, their pensions, their insurance, their vacation,
or their paid less than their private counterparts.
No, or their job security. No one has that kind of job security.
Well,
and to bring Frank Zeidler into it, David, I mean, really, do you really think that Frank Zeidler would be on the side of Governor Walker in this dispute? Do you really think that?
Well, you know, let me just
he's our socialist mayor from Milwaukee. I profiled that guy. I knew that man. He was the socialist candidate for the president of the United States.
I
do you think he would be standing with Scott Walker at this moment in history?
Okay, let me ask you, David Blaska, in reference to something that you said, who would they be protesting against? Well, they'd be protesting against the government, which you lauded the Tea Party. Isn't that exactly what the Tea Party does as well? What differentiates this from
they
the Tea Party
rally?
Wait, hold on. From the Tea Party rallies that you admire,
sure.
How is this different?
Yeah. Because they're doing so as voters. And they can do so as voters in the ballot box. You can agitate for political change. But what we've seen with the schools here, they have one of the most valuable commodities that they could have to control, and that's to teach the students. We saw last week during the early days of the protest, they actually marched thousands of students up the hill in both directions, one direction from the University of Wisconsin and from the east from Madison East High School. And they can close down the schools for 4 days, the superintendent couldn't even get a court order to stop them because they can control that commodity.
That's David Blaska, conservative blogger for Isthmus.
Democracy in Wisconsin right now.
Bill, that's Bill Leaders. You say this is absolutely a pro-democracy movement, Bill.
Of course it is.
Okay.
I can show you 100,000 people who agree with me right now.
Bill Leaders, news editor for Madison. They're probably all at the Capitol building.
They
Bill.
Are.
He's Bill, news editor for Madison's Alternative Weekly. They both work and write for Isthmus. Thank you so much to David and Bill. And we definitely want to get the take from our listeners. Give us your take. 8778-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Is this, as David describes, a tantrum, or is it a pro-democracy movement going on in Wisconsin? Let us know what you think.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.